This is Dr. Mejia, the chairman for the patient, Oscar Tineo, T-I-N-E-O. Medical records 152-877, that was 918-1979. Referring physician, Dr. Elisa Gordon, procedure perform. EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, set of procedure January 6, 2023, indications, abdominal pain, dyspepsia, bloating, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, anatomy consistent with status post-gastric bypass, number 2, small erythematous nodule at the anastomosis, biopsy taken, number 3, otherwise normal, EGD, pure paragraph, deform section, jejunal loops, complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia, care, pure paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, EGD template, after informed consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral cubitus position, periscope was introduced into the mouth advanced to the oropharynx, esophagus, into the small stomach remnant period, through the anastomosis, into the jejunal loops without complications period, examination performed upon withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored on the procedure period, period. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, pure paragraph. Esophagus appeared normal, period, paragraph, stomach. There's a small stomach remnant consistent with status post-gastric bypass, period. In the anastomosis, there's small erythematous nodule about 2 millimeters, core biopsy taken, period, paragraph, otherwise appeared normal and patent, period. Jejunal loops examined appear normal, period, biopsy taken from jejunal loops through a celiac disease, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, also biopsies were taken from the stomach, rather H. pylori, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior inflammation. Number 3, avoid incest. Number 4, monitor clinical. Next number of patients is to follow up in GI office interior for weeks.